Hey, real quick, before we jump in, my friend Alina Vincent, who is the queen of online challenges, is opening her doors to her signature fast, easy, and profitable online challenges program. I think you definitely want to check out this step-by-step system that totally works. I've used it. It shows you the right way to create, fill, and monetize your online challenges. So just go to jenlehner.com/Alina, and that's Alina.
Hey guys, it's Gary Vay, Nerdchuck, and you're listening to the Front Row Entrepreneur Podcast with our girl, Jen.
Our next guest is the owner and executive creative director of Weller Smith Design, an award-winning design agency. She has over 20 years of experience in the design industry and has 17 plus years of experience in the publishing industry. She's worked with high-profile clients like the Metropolitan Museum of Art, the Philadelphia Museum of Art, Artisan Books, Rizzoli Books, Food and Wine Magazine, and Travel and Leisure Magazine, among others. Most recently, she's been sharing her talents with small business owners, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits to help them strategically uplevel their brand presence. She's the creator of Productology, a service that helps business owners strategically turn their content into branded physical products. She's also the host of Creatively Speaking, a video cast on YouTube where she interviews small business owners who are doing creative things in their business, even if they don't think of themselves as creative. And she started her own publishing imprint, Lowercase Ink, I-N-K, that is so clever, to bring small personal projects and collaborations with other designers, illustrators, and other to life. Most recently, she received the 2020 Top Graphic Designer of the Year Award from the International Association of Top Professionals. That is a huge win. Welcome to the show, Leanna Weller Smith.
Hey, Jen. Thanks for having me.
What's up with this award? When did you get that?
They told me in December that I was in the running for it. Mm-hmm. And then early January is when they actually said that that they were awarding it to me. So since January, I've known. So a couple of months now.
Oh, that is amazing. Well, congratulations. Okay. So I've got a history with this guest and I'm going to tell you about it because working with Leanna has completely changed the way that I think of my business and the way that I see my business, the way that other people see my business. So she has obviously a history in design. She is a designer, a wonderful designer, and not mentioned in that intro is that she has done so much work for so many big names in the online industry, from physical products to covers of their cookbooks to covers of their best-selling New York Times bestsellers. So just huge, amazing portfolio. And so I got really lucky when I had the opportunity to first work with Leanna on my branding. And I wanted to create a new brand for a new product. And then online course, Front Row CEO. So we created the brand and then she ended up doing the sales page, which is beautiful. And then I was like, you know, while we're doing this and we've got this beautiful branding, I had been thinking about creating a physical product. And I had seen her do this for some mutual friends of ours. And I was so impressed. At the same time, I had gone to Kajabi's Impact Summit. Fantastic conference. I highly recommend anybody who hasn't been to go this year. I think it's in September. Anyway, Rachel Hollis took the stage and she was talking about her planner. Like she's got this journal and it's not complicated. Her journal is just, she said she based it pretty much on the five minute journal. Is that what it's called, Leanna?
Yeah.
So she based it on that. And so it's super simple. There's like three sections. She's Rachel Hollis and she has like millions of fans, but she was really emphatic about the fact that she thought everybody needed to have some sort of physical product. So I had that sort of running in my head. And then when I saw this incredible brand that Leanna created, I was like, what can I do? And together we created this content planner. And what was so amazing and what we're going to talk about, but what was so amazing about this was, yes, there are a million print and ship websites out there where you can upload your stuff and have it, you know, come to you in the mail or download the PDF or whatever. Like there's tons of services that will allow you to sort of upload stuff and have a physical product. But what Leanna does even goes beyond design because, well, now I'm going to talk to you instead of about you in the third person since you are here with me, is that what you do is that you are so strategic. So like you understand marketing, you understand messaging, and you really, really get to know your clients. And I've seen you do this time and time again. And so you can really almost take, I've watched you take like create something from nothing, basically, where someone says like, I want to do a journal. These are kind of my thoughts. And then in the end, you create this incredible thing. So you started doing more and more of this, and then you created this business that specializes in creating physical products for entrepreneurs or for business owners, and you've called it Productology. So why did you start that company?
Well, let me start by saying that you are definitely like an ideal client in the sense that we started from the beginning, just like you said. We started with your brand. You wanted a secondary level to your Front Row and like Front Row VIP. We wanted Front Row CEO. So that was like your up level. And what's great is that I had the opportunity to work with you through that whole part. So we up leveled that brand. We made sure that it was hitting a specific market that you wanted to hit when it came to a visual standpoint, just up-leveled it completely. I love the brand that we came up with that for that. And it felt really good because a lot of the little mechanisms that we came up with for the brand, you already use. Like, you know, we came up with a seal logo. You turned that into, you know, your wax seal. Like you already had all these like even aesthetic ideas of how we could blow the brand out. So working with you was a dream because you took the ideas that I had and you weren't afraid to try them. And that's where I think a lot of people kind of pull back is, you know, when I look at someone's brand or if we're working on a brand and it's coming up with these ideas of what we could do next, it's just kind of being open to those possibilities in a sense, really. And it was a perfect kind of molding that we had. We started with, like you said, the branding. We went into the sales pages and then this planner. And, you know, I've been helping people from corporate, you know, and with the major publishers here in the city. And, you know, that's what I do for people is, you know, each author that comes to me, every project, it's a brand. And I have to figure out how to represent that brand in this cookbook or in this business book or just, you know, in a different way each time. So every project is completely different. And I do that for so many people on that professional level. I really wanted to bring it to the masses. And, you know, just like Rachel Hollis was saying, you know, physical products, like everyone should have something that represents what they do. And yeah, just like you also said too, you can get a lot of this stuff done quickly and, you know, but it doesn't have that kind of know, like, and trust factor. It's just a piece of something that's made that everyone has. So taking it to that next level in creating this custom brand and product, which we're calling Productology, has been a lot of fun and seeing where it goes.
Well, you know, backing up through, let's back up to our process because I want to go through that because I do think this really sets you apart. And that is, like, there were a lot of steps that I had to take initially where you were like, all right, go. And I think we created a Pinterest board and I went in and I just started grabbing. You were like, just grab stuff you like. Don't overthink it. Don't think about where it's going to fit in your brand. Just go and grab stuff. Mm-hmm. And I did. And it was really fun. That was so fun. Like, who doesn't like to spend hours on Pinterest and have a justification for it, right? I'm working.
I have like 10,000 pins. I mean, I'm terrible.
it's so fun over there. But so, yeah, so I'm pinning. And all of a sudden, like, I could see, like, yeah, I could see this was turning into something. Mm-hmm. And then you really looked at what I liked. And then you would come back with your ideas. And so you brought in texture. So like on my sales page, there's a caramel colored leather sofa because I had this brand that you had created that I was able to take to my photo shoot. Yeah. And so we actually brought that Pinterest board to life all the way down to, you know, you had marble, you had the leather caramel colored sofa. There was, what else did we have?
Well, we have like a geometric pattern that's in there. That's it's like a background. Yeah. It's like a,
yeah,
like a trellis pattern type of thing.
Yeah. And then the front, and then like three variations of our logo, but one of the variations included this little wax seal that you were talking about. It was like a little circle seal that looked like a stamp. And so then I took that and created an actual wax seal out of it. And then even took that one step further when I had hired a videographer that we did a video, like as it was part of like the intro, where he captures me stamping the wax seal,
yes,
onto one of the planners. So it all really is so congruent, but it was the process that you took me through that made that possible. And what happens it goes so much further than just the aesthetic and just the obvious, like, you know, good looking brand. What happens to the person who is behind that brand when they have something that looks that good is confidence. So I went into the launch. So I've launched the course twice now, mm-hmm, and the planner, you know, continues to be for sale all the time. But I was able to launch that course with so much confidence. Like I just felt really good about it. I knew it looked like it was worth $1 million, and the product was high value. And I really, you know, so it's more than just a pretty bow or pat. It's more than a pretty face that you put on something. It's integral, I think, on every level. It gives people confidence that like you're not some sort of fly by night operation too, and you stand out from the crowd when you have something that looks so good.
Yeah. And I really, you know, one of the core values that we have here is, you know, I really want our clients and the elements that we produce for them, it really has to be an extension of them. And I really try to, you know, people, you know, when I go through the whole Pinterest, you know, almost every designer does something very similar. The process, right, is similar. But, you know, I do exactly what you said, which is I tell them, like, I don't care what you pin. I want you to pin, you know, if you see a shirt that you like, if there's interior design stuff that you like, it's all about you want to draw in those people that resonate with you and your style. And if there is a disconnect there, people are going to know. Because it's not going to, in the person, in the, you know, the client, they're not going to feel that confidence going into it. Like, this is me and I'm proud to put this out there. And so that's great to hear that really resonated for you as well, because I do feel like that's one of the biggest things that we really work on is trying to make sure we hit that mark when it comes to, especially the personal branding side.
Yeah. And you're right. And I've worked with other designers. It's true. They all have some sort of process, yeah, where you go into Pinterest, you pick the colors, you pick the fonts, you whatever. But the difference was where you took it beyond that was you and your team was that it was, well, first of all, you really listened and you looked for the bigger message, and you cared about like what I was trying to convey, right, and you wanted to understand what the course and the product and everything was about. So it was, and we had calls, like it was like, yeah, you know, you were my coach, and yeah, we, you know, we had weekly calls and we went through it like you were my coach. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, so now we're going to talk about the planner.
Yeah.
So the planner and really, you know, my intention is to really focus on physical products on this episode, because this has just been mind-bending to me. And I didn't really know what to expect. But when we were creating the planner, same, you know, I had the comp. I mean, I knew you were going to go deep with me because that's just how you are. And so it was, and I knew it was going to be a process. And I just couldn't believe, even though I had worked with you just prior to that on the brand and the sales pages, I just couldn't believe like how invested you were in my project and making sure it was exactly right. And the attention to detail like was crazy. So you had this wonderful idea, which continues to be one of the most commented things that I get about this planner, which was, what do you think I'm going to say?
I'm going to think it's the mind map, like the brain dump little thing. Maybe? No?
No. Although they do love that, and I love that. Guess again.
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
It's square.
That's so funny.
You don't know what I'm saying? It's square.
No. Oh, the QR code.
Yes.
Yeah, no way. That's, I'm so glad. Cause like, I yeah. think sometimes people gloss over those, but you are like a prime candidate for that QR code. I mean,
well, that's okay.
Brilliant. That was brilliant. I was so excited to use that on you.
Yeah, no, right. So it is. So again, so in line. So a QR code, for those you don't know, it's like you could scan it with your phone and it pops up whatever link you put in there. So Leanna had me create these links. Well, essentially it's really an online course that accompanies which accompanies the planner. So guess what just happened? The value of that planner just doubled at least, right? Because you're not just getting, and all along I kept saying to Leanna, this is not just a planner, this is a system. And it is indeed a system. This isn't something that you go in and you just scribble stuff down. You walk through it very systematically. And at the end of it, you know, 3 months worth of content comes out of it, and it's strategic content. And it lets you know, like, you know, what you're going to post and where you're going to post it for 3 straight months. So I kept saying, like, this isn't just a planner. It's a system, which of course you totally got it. And so when we added the QR codes, those videos, when they scan it, it takes them directly to a video that is relevant to that page in the planner. And people absolutely love it. And so whereas most people are charging, you know, anywhere between $9.99 and, like, you know, $19.99 for a planner, I'm charging $57 and $77 for this planner, and people pay it happily.
Yeah.
It's been selling like crazy. And so I, you know, and I am a little bit shocked by that, because I never went into this feeling like this was going to, like, be a huge moneymaker. And it's still, you know, even though it's selling it,
right,
the planner that we chose to create, I wanted luxurious paper. Yeah. I wanted it to be the finest, right?
Yeah.
And so that means my margins are pretty small. So after postage and the beautiful envelopes that I send it in, I'm really not making a lot of money, but I am having a lot of sales. And what it does is it's just up-leveled my brand so much. People love it. It's something valuable that I'm giving them. And it's an extremely powerful marketing tool. So it's also a way, and we know this in marketing, and I've talked about this in other episodes, but a buyer is a buyer is a buyer, right? And that means that we're always, you know, we want to bring people into our world, and we want to get them on our email list so we can communicate with them. But once they're a subscriber, we then need to move them over to buyer. And the numbers show over and over again that when people buy from you once, they're something like 80% more likely to buy from you again.
Right. And if you have that high, Jen, you give so much value in everything that you put out there. So that was one of the things that when we were talking about this being a system, this is something that you build into your everyday. You are constantly creating content. You are constantly up-leveling every single piece of your business. And it had, and when it came to this content planner, it was no different. Like, I'm like, you know, you're going to always be adding stuff. So why not put this added value in there that you're naturally going to do anyway? And, you know, and that's the one thing too, is just when in talking with clients and people who are interested in what I can help them with, it's always just trying to think of that one thing that's going to make their business, their product stand out. And it's different for everyone.
Yeah. And so tell me about, like, oh, and the other thing. So the other thing that I want to do, and we're going to do next, is we're going to do a deck.
Right.
You do all that stuff, right? Tell us about some of the cool things maybe that you've done, planners, decks, and how people are using these in their business.
Sure. Yeah. So the biggest thing, you know, that kind of touching back even to what you had mentioned about sales, when it comes to these products, you know, there's so many different levels of how, like, the different quality that you can do beta versions. You can start from the beginning and test something out. You can go higher end, like yours is beautiful. Like, that's what people are commenting on. It's what they're remembering, is this high end product that they've bought a gazillion things online. And it's like one of the nicest things they've bought. And they can't believe that they were able to do that for the price that they were. But that's what we really want to try to help people take, like, look at their business and see what kind of product makes sense for them. So it could be a deck of cards, but when you think of a deck of cards, you might think of, like, a tarot deck, or, you know, you see a lot of these things kind of popping around, but You know, it's about the what size is better for you. You might not need a tarot deck size. You might want a smaller size that's more of a learning tool for people. And how do you take your content and translate that into this deck? We've helped people create like almost like gratitude cards where they can, you know, put different sayings on it and they can display it on your desk. So it has a special box to it, which has been great. Like one of my clients, she created one a few years ago. It's the Feel the Love deck. And she had given it away at a conference. So these are all like how you build business. So she's giving them away for free in the goodie bags. And someone in California got that goodie bag and my name is on the bottom and they called me and they wanted the same exact deck, but their own, you know? And so that's what, how people are using this. Like, so she became a customer of the other woman because she had bought some of her decks. And then she decided she wanted to create one for her own, for a business for children in a different way. So it's like these products become building blocks. And, you know, sometimes people come to me and say, oh, I want a journal or I want a planner. But when you look at their business, that might not be the right thing. It might look like a book, but maybe it's a guided planner where you're, you know, there's an art that's involved and there's different prompts. So it's really taking those things and making it unique for each person that comes. Cause there's so many planners and journals and we do help people. They'll come to us if they have like a system already. It could just be, you know, 4 pages of one-liners on there. And they're like, I want to turn this into a system, but that's what I'll do is I'll talk them through the process and then we'll create, which is what we did with yours. You already had a system. We just up-leveled it and, you know, we renamed it. And it's about finding those little nuances, but definitely books. We've done a lot of weight loss tools. So weight loss coaches, they need trackers and planners for their customers. And they're obviously coming back every month. So it's like, they're buying inserts. We might do a binder that, you know, you can take your inserts in and out. So it's not, you know, buying more journals, but it's really customized to that particular business. And it's really helping them to just deliver their content in a more efficient way to their customers. But then it's pulling it back from online digital overload. Like we're just bloating ourselves.
God, yes.
Right? Like
that. That is a huge point right there and that is how I have been marketing the book is saying, you know, yeah, I've got all this on digital for you. And by the way, there's a digital component, you know, when people buy my planner, like there's a spreadsheet and all that, but you know, sometimes you just can't beat pen to paper. And there, I think we have a craving for that right now, which, you know, is great for you with this business, because I just think, you know, this is we're leaning back into pen and paper. And so you get to capitalize on that.
Exactly.
Another benefit that when you were talking about the different products and sort of rattling off different ideas, how do you stay on top of all the different product types and the production methods?
Well, you know, I'm curious. So I love product. I love paper products. I love creating things. And I'm constantly, and I get targeted. So, I mean, Facebook knows what I'm looking for. So it's pushing things even to when I'm doing searches. And, but I'm also just on the lookout. If somebody has created something that I'm wondering how they did it, I have no trouble asking them because, you know, it's great to share information. I've met a few people that are there, they're creating their own, they don't need me, but they might need a production person or something. And, you know, I don't mind sharing that information because other people share with me too, but it's a lot of research. I love it. And everyone I meet that's interested in creating something, most of them have actually already done a little bit of research. So they might say, oh, I saw this. Do you think we can do that? And then that opens up my world into, oh, we could totally do that. And this is how we could do it. And these are the different options. So I like to stay on top of it. And we also, we're starting our own publishing line. So I think that that's even going to help stay, you know, on trend and with what's coming up and different things and different ways that we can present.
Yeah. Talk about that because that's the first I'm hearing about that. And let me find the name. What's it called? It's so cute.
It's Lowercase Ink with a K.
Yeah. So cute.
Yeah. So it's been a dream of mine forever. I always either wanted a magazine or a publishing. I've always wanted to do something with books or magazines or something. And A few years ago, I had created a lot of content for a client, and it just never came to fruition. Like the project, and it was a personal project, so nobody owned what I did except for me. And I'm like, you know what? Why don't I just turn these into products? And so the first one is almost done. I just have to wait for the final proof to come in, and then I'll press publish. But it's going to give me a space where I can create what I want, but then also pull in people that I'm interested in, even just small collaborations with, because it'll give me that flexibility. It's not tied to, you know, certain revenue markers or anything at this point, but it could become something, you know, it could become like a great partnership depending in the future. But that's where that started. It's so baby right now. It doesn't even have a proper logo yet. So we're just kind of winging it and seeing how it goes. So I'm excited.
I don't get it. I'm sorry. I don't understand. So it's going to be, yeah. it's going to be like a magazine, and you're going to collaborate with people.
No. So it's really like a publisher, really. So think about like a book publisher. So like this one product that I'm pushing live, it's a baby book. It's a baby's first year journal.
Okay. Okay.
So I've created all the content, and that gives me a place where I can publish it as Lowercase Ink, and this will be a print on demand product, and it'll go online, Amazon and Ingram. So that's that product. But by opening up my Lowercase Ink brand, like as a publisher, that's going to give me the opportunity to push more of that stuff out that I want to, whether it does become a magazine or whether it does, I'll be able to do pretty much whatever I want with it. And it's a publishing kind of moniker, so to speak.
So then would people come to you and say, I have this thing I want to publish? Would they do it through
like a great model would be, like a great example would be, I have an illustrator friend, a painter. She paints beautiful floral, big, beautiful floral paintings. They're gorgeous, but she can license that kind of work. So it might be something where I would say, hey, Monica, do you want to do a line of journals? I'm going to create them if you give me the art for them, and we can split the proceeds.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's like a smaller level. So it's not like, that's what I'm saying. Like there's not like, and I haven't fully thought it out yet. So it's really in its infancy in its own. So, but I'm excited about it. So I know that means I need to follow it. So it's one of those things that kind of want to see where it goes. Like, I don't know if you know who Lisa Messenger is, but she's a designer. She was in, she's in Australia, and she's more than a designer, but she had her own magazine. It was called The Collective Co., I believe. Yes, I believe that's what it was, Collective Co. And I love her style. I love like all the stuff that she's done. And that was a magazine. But at the same time, she had a publishing house where she just published her own stuff. And what I love about that is that she could do whatever she wanted with it. And then she can sell it, and she can partner with somebody, or she can do whatever she wants with it. So that's really where I started to kind of say, I could do that with Lowercase Ink, and I can see where it goes.
Oh, that's phenomenal. I'm so excited for you on all these things. With Productology, there's no limit on the kind of, like, you're pretty much open to any idea somebody comes to you with. Like, I mean, a subscription box by now is like, you know, is old news, but I still have been thinking about doing a subscription box. Are you going to help me like source it and find the best price? And like, tell me, like, pretend we don't know each other, and I'm going to walk in the door. Like, what does it look like what's it going to look like for me?
Sure. So we would have a call. We would have a conversation about what you're thinking you want to do. And if you were to come and say, oh, I'm thinking I want to do a subscription box. This is my type of business. And these are the type of things that I'm thinking I would like to put in there. So we would definitely have a strategic conversation as to what you really should put in there, as opposed to what you think you should put in there. Because sometimes we think we need something that we don't. So we would go through all of that. We would figure out what pieces you would want in the subscription box. We would talk about your vision for it. So some people might want eco-friendly. They want it to have, you know, vegan ink or whatever. So like we would talk about all those parameters that you want. Like even doing your planner, you knew you wanted good paper. You wanted a wire bind. You did not want plastic. You know, like there were things that you know you want. And so then I would go ahead and I would source that. And I would find a couple different options. We would weigh the different options and we would pick one. But I take you through the full process. So I would design if I needed to do the design for the box. And then if I had to do, you know, design for some, you know, little journals that you're doing, or if you're going to do some, you know, post-it notes or things like that, whatever is going to go into this box that's yours, mm-hmm. we would then map it out, create it, and make sure we found the right place to actually produce it for you.
Could you help me find like a drop ship person that would like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few of them in different areas. And we've learned a few different, you know, pros and cons of using like Amazon. We've, you know, pros and cons of using somebody who's not Amazon. And also like even when it comes to where they're located in the US, because some places, you know, taxes is a big thing. Yeah. So there's a lot of questions that we ask. I mean, I think sometimes people might think I ask too many questions, but I only do it not to complicate anything, but just to really dig into like where their mind is at and where their head is at in terms of the business side of it as well, just to understand, you know, because some people, they want to go straight to China and print something, you know, and I'm like, that's great, but why don't you do a beta first and see if it's going to fly? See if you have any changes, see if, you know, maybe the size isn't right. Like, why would you want to do that? So I ask a lot of questions to kind of dig deep into what are all the things. And then it's like really coming to me and having like this kind of one-stop shop, because I deal with the printers. I deal with getting them the samples, making sure that, you know, the files for whatever we're creating are set up correctly and that whole thing. So it really, yeah, taking.
I love that. I loved that about working with you, is that like you were really super picky about the paper and the cover and all that. So I had all these samples being shipped to me from all these different companies so I could, you know, see, and you had like a sample done up of the planner from, you know, three different companies and I was able to see. So that, you know, that definitely gave me a lot of confidence. You know, another thing I don't think we touched on, but I want to mention, is that another benefit of having a physical product is I now have this thing. So, you know, in this last launch, I was able to offer it as a fast action bonus. When I was doing like little fun giveaways in my pop-up group, you know, I was able I had these to be able to give away. When I want to thank someone for being on my podcast, or Leanna, you're getting a planner.
Well, I already started writing in mine, so I might need. I have post-its on. I have to show you. Okay, I've got it all. I'm in it. I'm in mine.
So, yeah. All right. Good answer. Well, then you might just get another one in the mail coming up soon. But anyway, so yeah. So what other benefits? Like, am I missing anything? I mean, it's a great marketing tool. It's great for actually, you know, bringing in a new revenue stream. I think it builds your authority, really.
That is one of the biggest things, is it builds your authority. And on top of it, it like almost becomes like this kind of like, you know, how now you want to do a deck, but it actually makes you really think about your business in a different way, in that there's these different, then there becomes other pieces to this puzzle that you can put together. And, you know, you see people, you know, like, is it John Maxwell who does the like financial planning or something? Like,
yeah.
They have these whole systems, you know, and that's, you know, it's going back to those things. And that's what people really want. Like, it's having these different pieces, and it really gives you the confidence to just say, and I'm the creator of this product. And you can, just like you said, you can give it away. You can use it as, I call them business builders. It's like, it's more than like, you know, how people would say, oh, when you write a book, it's like a glorified business card. Mm-hmm. These are even bigger, because it's not about like just use talking through something for people to read it, like they're experiencing it. And I think that's the biggest thing with the whole online and digital, you know, like analog versus digital and everything, is that it's an experience. And just like the way that you ship these, it's an experience that people are getting from you. And that's going to keep them coming back time and time again, because they know what they're going to get.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah. And all about the experience. And so are you. So is everybody else. Yeah. Like, everybody likes a nice experience. And that's so true. Yeah. So who is Productology for?
So Productology is for, it, person that's going to get the biggest value out of it, I think, is someone who's a content creator that has a ton of content. So like you already had a ton of content. You already had a system, and we're going to take that and turn it into, you know, blow it out, make it even bigger, but yet at the same time, you're pulling it back because you then have these different ways, these different touch points within this planner, right? But I do think it's something that people who are not the traditional content planner or content creators, I think it's for them as well. So we have a dancer. She's taught herself self. She's done ballroom dancing, and she actually wrote a book, and it helps people through that whole dance journey of like learning how to, you know, go to find a teacher and how to practice when you have a busy life. Cause it's not for the professional person. It's like the professional dancer. It's for someone who is an amateur dancer. And so she wrote this book, and she's like, I feel like there's something I could do with it. And so in looking at her book and looking at what she had two downloads, and I'm like, let's turn it into a planner. So we turned it into this whole dance journey planner, like a journal for them to actually take notes, make sure they knew what days they were, you know, doing these dances, what they were working on, what they learned. And it took it to a whole new level. But she's not like, quote unquote, a content creator in a sense that like she does blog, but she's not like, you know, putting together systems and programs and things like that. So I think even the creative person, just like Katie, her name's Katie, but like we ended up creating two journals for her. One is actually for them to map out their dances so that they can kind of keep track of the steps they're learning and how they're like building out different dance moves and everything. But it was great because she's not a business coach that's teaching somebody, you know, how to, you know, organize their day. It's a totally different type of person. So I feel like it's just somebody who has a vision for something to share. Like we have, you know, artists that, you know, they have art that they want to do. They can collaborate with a writer. They can come up with, you know, their decks of cards or inspirational pieces. Same thing when it comes to like creative journaling. So I think if you have an idea or if you have a business and you just know that there's something else there for it, you know, if you've already have a book, some people already have a book and there's some kind of system in there, you can pull the system out and make it into a physical product. We've even had people that have courses, online courses, and we pulled all the content and turned it into a book. And that's probably been done better than the actual course because people wanted to write in the book. So I think it's just thinking outside the box. If you feel like there's something that your business can benefit from, there's probably some sort of product out there that would make it
work. Oh my God. You're going to turn Front Row CEO into a book. I was like, when you were saying that, I was like, oh my God, it'll make the perfect workbook because it's so full of systems. I'm so excited after this call we're talking. And can you also talk about, so if you are a course creator, one thing I love that you did, and I had thought about doing this myself, because let's be honest, everybody and their mother has an online course these days, and we're all a little bit coursed out. And because information is everywhere, information, unfortunately, is cheap right now. Mm-hmm. So it is all about the experience. So whether you're going to provide that experience with an accompanying live workshop, like that you're going to do in real life, or some really wonderful live, you know, weekly thing that you do in Zoom, whatever it is, I feel like it's really important that there be some sort of like special component experience, right?
Right.
And so I'm going to let you talk about the weight loss client you have that did if you can.
Yeah.
And the way that she did those inserts. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, one of the biggest things is, you know, when you have clients that are coming back to you over and over and over again, you want to make it easy for them. You don't want it to be a no-brainer. You don't want to kill the bank with it, you know, especially when it's like, you know, that they have to buy this product all the time. So we talked about the different options and we came up with using a binder. And that way, you know, these sheets that are coming in there, like all we have to do now is reprint the sheets. Like people come into her course and when they get in, they automatically get the first one that they get has the binder. So technically they don't ever have to buy the binder again. And so then all they have to do is buy their 30-day, or I think it's 60-day refills. And then it just makes it a lot easier for them. It's a no-brainer and they can track it. I mean, you know, when it comes to weight loss or when it comes to like really goal setting in any form, you know, you just need that constant daily tracker. And so that was like a great solution for her. And even with a couple other people that I've talked to, you know, that has actually become like a real viable option, is to actually do some sort of binder so that you're not stuck with continuing to buy the same thing over and over again. So it was really
accessible. And it goes beyond the downloadable PDF. It's like exciting. It's like every, you get to check your mailbox and like your monthly inserts, you know, are in the mail. And like
stickers that came with stickers and different things for them to, you know, make it their own. And that's what happens. It's like a trapper keeper. I mean, I guess I'm dating myself, but like, you know, we had a trapper keeper, you know, you know, you put stickers on it. You took it everywhere. Like, and that was like, you know, where all your stuff was in, you know, for me, it was like stickers and sticker pages. And you know,
why aren't my kids more excited about like back to school? I know. Like I was, I mean, I lived for the trapper keeper.
I still live for it, Jen. I have so much of that stuff, but I love it. But that's really, you know, it comes down to convenience and it gets them out of that digital download. And what happens too is a lot of people then they will say, well, I did try the download, because most of my clients that do those types of things, they do offer downloadables so that you can print yourself. Mm-hmm. But it never is the same. Like they're like, mm-hmm. I like, but it's not just not the same. And it's not, because it's, you know, the other one is really made for that. It fits it like a glove, and you know, it's always going to print right. It's always going to look right. And it just adds that added value to it. And now I think they may have already did it, but like a smaller version, you know, and that's what happens is you create this one piece. And then from that, even your customers are going to say, oh, I would love this. Like, I mean, one of the first custom products that I did on my own was Todd Herman's planner.
And yes.
Yeah. And that's been a big catalyst and just moving a lot of the product type of work forward. But, you know, we started with a beta. Like we didn't start with the end version. We started with a beta. We've tested it. We fixed it. We got it. Then we finally ordered it, you know, the one that he has now. But we're also working on something smaller because that's what people are asking for. So it gives you, you know, these products. And some people may always want the big one. You know what I mean? Like there, it's just everyone learns differently. And so once you create something too, even your audience will say.
Well, let me say that I didn't know that was you. I mean, we ended up knowing each other later in Todd's world, but I didn't know you at the time of the planner. But I know that I was more excited about the planner than the course.
Right.
And it was such a good planner. And, you know, come to find out, like, of course it's good because you know, your brains were in it. And the way that it's laid out, really, really good planner. And I know when I was an affiliate for Todd and the planner was offered as a fast action bonus, I had people who signed up who said like that's why they bought a $2,000 course because they wanted that planner and there was no other way for them get it.
People still cannot buy that planner. Like you have to be in his program or in one of his masterminds or something to get that planner. Like it's not, you can't just buy it.
Yeah.
So it's, and that's definitely one other way. It's like an exclusivity, right? Like it, mm-hmm. you can do that. And even with these fast action bonuses, like we try to tell people like when they're getting ready to launch something to think about it. Like one of the things that, you know, I send a lot to a lot of our book clients are, you know, we give them a list of things like saying, it's great that you're creating this and we're excited to work on this with you. However, you do know you need to sell it. So start thinking about that now, you know, like start thinking about it when we're doing the process, start thinking about it when I'm sharing covers with you, start thinking about it and getting people excited so that they want to buy it. Because that too is even just part of the process of releasing it. Like you don't want to create something and then nobody even know that it's there.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Well, and like, you know, great that you're having that conversation as well, because, you know, it is super important. We can get excited about, you know, dumping all this money into
people aren't innate marketers that come to us. They just know they want to create something.
Right.
And, you know, so we always have that conversation with them as well. Like, you know, there's so many things you could do. Like we have a baker who's going to be doing a cookbook and she's able to pre-sell, you know? So it's like thinking of like, and she can pre-sell because she can sell her course or she can sell this, you know, and then you package it all up just like, you know, that fast action bonus. and you're selling a, you know, $35 book for, you know, $1,200, $2,000, because
right.
And it's so smart to do those things.
Well, I'm so excited to share you with my audience, because I don't think you toot your own horn enough. And I've told you that. And so I told Leanne, I was like, look, you got to come on my podcast because people need to know. I mean, it's not like you're sitting in the shadows. You're a very good marketer, but I just think you're very humble. And I don't think that that's like, I didn't know that you won this ginormous award, you know, and I'm in your world, you know? So, I mean, maybe you posted it on social, but I'm just saying, like,
not yet. You're the first to know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know.
You won that award in January. Well, we're going to,
We'll talk about that later, but
you literally are changing people's lives. And, because brand is where it begins, like having a good, solid brand and good design. And because we live in this digital world, it is very one dimensional. It's a flat screen. Right. And if so your image, needs to jump off that screen and touch people in some way. So, you know, so you're changing people's lives on that front, giving people like me confidence, and then giving us the opportunity to create these fantastic products, which, by the way, one other thing is that somehow, like when you have an online business, and I talked about this a lot with in my last launch, when I just sort of addressed the fact that a lot of people say they have an online business, but they don't really feel like it's a quote unquote business because they don't really have systems and they don't have a team. And so they just sort of feel like they're saying they have a business, but it doesn't feel real. I think having a product is like a tangible incarnation of your actual business. And so it's very gratifying to see it, to see something you can hold in your hands and say, I created that. Like this came out of my brain and here it is. And it's of my business. And it's
gratifying too.
Very gratifying.
Yeah. It's a big process. So it's always, it's like, your birthday of your products, you know?
Yeah. And when you were talking about the dancer, for her students, it's bringing their experience to life as well. When you're so into something, like I know when I got into yoga, I wanted all the yoga things.
Yeah.
I wanted the yoga, the cool yoga mat, and I wanted the yoga necklace, the little, whatever you call them, the little beads.
Yeah.
I was so into it. You know what I mean? And it's like people are like that. Like when we're really excited about something, we want to experience it fully. And so, you know, for this dance teacher to give those dance journals makes all the sense in the world, because it brings their experience to life in a tangible way as well. And maybe it makes them feel more serious or more connected or more like they're all in. I don't know.
Yeah.
Committed.
Something like with that. Like, it's like you might go to these classes, but you're coming home with what? Like your knowledge, but then if you can actually then track it and track your progress and, you know, it just gives that a whole new level, and it can be done on for so many different business models, which is amazing. It excites me thinking of what everyone can create.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been fun. Thank you so much for spending time with me today, and I'll talk to you soon.
Well, thanks. Yeah, can I just say, I just want to say a big thank you to you, Jen, for trusting me with your brand, for always, you know, pushing me to do different things. I really appreciate you, and it's been an honor just to work with you on all these things, and I can't wait to just continue our friendship.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much. And you know what I forgot to do? What? I forgot to tell people where they can find you.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us. Yeah.
So you can find me at everything is at www.wellersmithdesign.com. Like our whole portfolio is there. If you are interested in productology and like a specific like products, if you go to productology, it's spelled productuct.Ology, like anthropology.com. You can take a free quiz and it'll tell you what kind of content creator you are. And then you'll get results. So you'll get results on that, but then you'll also get, I think it's 5 emails, and it'll tell you different things that you could create with the type of content that you have. So it just gives you a little insight into what you could create.
Fancy. Cool. Okay. That's so cool. All right. Well, and also everybody, I'm going to link to everything down in the show notes. So you can catch up with Leanna and check out all of her amazing stuff. Thank you so much. And I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Jen.